What's up, family, and welcome to another episode of the Radical Middle Podcast, where we talk about the things that leaders should be talking about. I'm your host, Tommy Nixon, and I got a special surprise today because we have another new host, right? We're switching some things up, and so I'm joined by my homegirl, Vanessa Cruz. So welcome, Vanessa. I'm so glad that you're here.
So excited to be here.
Yeah, and here's what's cool, too, is I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but we actually snagged Vanessa. She's on staff here at UYWI. And so she's one of our program directors. And so doing a lot of great stuff, helping actually youth groups, right? Yeah. Reach more youth with the gospel. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So here's what we're going to talk about today, Vanessa. I want to help our audience understand. I want to get into the tension of how does this next generation engage with truth? Hmm. Like what does it look like? Because I've been kind of surprised a little bit, right? There was, you know, there's always, people have always had, you know, relative truth, and it's always been kind of like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then over the last, you know, especially since 2016, you've had a lot of this, like, you know, well, these half truths. You have like, you know, this is my truth. This is right.
Yeah.
And so it's been, the truth has been really like wishy-washy. And then with the decline of kind of evangelicalism, quote unquote, right? We haven't wanted to be really clear with the truth, right? And so
secret sensitive,
right? Yeah, totally, movement. All that. And so, but what I found interesting with this generation is that they actually want truth,
yeah.
But then they're kind of funny with like how they want to receive it,
yeah,
and then what they believe is the truth. And so, like, what have you seen out there? Kind of.
Well, no, I first want to ask the question, well, what is truth?
Oh my gosh, dude. This is, yeah. Okay.
Because I mean, that's the first thing I think of. Like, I'm hearing you say truth, truth, and truth, but what is truth?
Yeah.
At least in order to like have the better conversation, like when you think about truth, like, what is truth?
Yeah. For me, like, truth, one, it has to be like kind of empirical. Like, you actually have to see the truth, you have to understand it, and you have to know it,
right.
You have to prove it. And I think one of the hard things too about this idea of truth is, a lot of times like time is actually the teller of if it's truth or not. And so, but I think we have the opportunity to, as humans, we have the opportunity to search out, you know, pick apart and actually get to the truth.
Yeah.
And I think it's totally possible. For me, I'm a truth seeker. I want to make sure that what I believe in is the truth. And that's what I think has pushed so many young people away from the truth is that there are these things that were built on quote unquote truth. Mm-hmm. And there, it was convoluted with other things. Mm-hmm. And then we just held to, no, that's gotta be it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, and then we held to something that we couldn't jump into the tension of it.
Yeah.
We just had to defend what we said originally was the truth.
Right.
And actually, so that's actually why the Radical Middle was born, because I was like, well, look, how do you be radical for Jesus, which I believe he's the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And there's reasons I believe that. But also, the middle's not centrist. The middle is where we wrestle with the truth.
Right.
And right now, with all these, like, you know, everybody's vying and kind of positioning for truth, but a lot of that has to do with holding on to power and authority or resources, right? Money. And so, and that's really why when we jump into it, that's why the Radical Middle exists, so that we can wrestle with truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because when I think of young people and truth, I think that what I find so interesting about young people right now is that they do what you said, they want the truth. And I genuinely do think that they know what the truth is. I think, I guess my opinion is that society doesn't allow them to stand on truth because there's this fear that if I stand on this truth, then I'm going to be canceled or I'm excluding someone or I'm like, you know, saying no to somebody and that's hurtful. And so that's what I think, like that's the thing that I sense with young people and just in general across society. I don't think it's just young people, it's adults, it's everyone. Everyone's too afraid to stand on truth because it could ruffle little feathers. It could cause someone to question their friendship or their relationship because of what they are standing on. Mm. So that's what I think of when I think of young people. I actually do think that they genuinely do know what the truth is. They're just too afraid to vocalize it.
Right. And then, I mean, one of the ways that I think people, authoritarians, I think what we've seen in the media and mm-hmm. politics, and it's like, there is a movement where it's like, I'm just going to stand on this,
yeah,
but it's not fully truth.
Right.
But that's what it gets painted as. Like, yeah, this is the truth. And they make it really black and white. Mm. And what I think is hard is when you're dealing with truth, it's like, well, it is. I mean, I do believe in absolute truth.
Yeah.
Like, there is, like, all truth is God's truth. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so let's discover it. And it seems really hard right now. Mm. But a lot of times it's like, we want to make lines in the sand where we're, yeah, like, nope, like, you're either with us or you're against us.
Yep.
And so I think there's so much more, because truth is a person, mm-hmm, and then truth is actually engaged in relationships, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus is the truth, and then he's engaging in relationships. And that makes it really hard for us, because then it's paradoxical. It's, mm-hmm, like, but I actually think it's really like it's the thing that all young people are really looking for.
Yeah.
So they're not looking for me to be like, this is, you know, these hard lines, like, this is how you behave. This is how you, one, two, three, this is how you get to heaven. But on the other side of that, it can't just be like, hey man, like, do whatever.
Right.
Because no one actually wants that. Mm-hmm. You don't want that.
No.
Nobody wants that. Like, children don't want that. Even when, you know, you have a baby now, yeah, right? I got 5 kids. Like, children, they actually want boundaries.
Right.
But those boundaries can't be so restrictive that it's like, yeah, you're locked in a room, you'll die that way, right?
True.
And so there's a space where it's like, well, we engage the truth in these areas, and that's what they want. And
they
want
direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that, I love that you brought up children. I just read recently on a post of, like, all of us, when you tell your kid, go clean your room. And, like, what the therapist or the psychologist was encouraging a parent to say is, like, instead of just saying, go clean your room, be like, hey, go pick up 15 things from your room.
Yeah.
And so, like, that idea, like, they're still cleaning up their room, but we're being specific and there's a goal. And for a child, they're able to grasp that and be like, oh, I can do that. Like, there's something attainable that I can actually do, like, make happen. And so I think that when it comes to truth, it's direction. Like, that's, yeah, what young people are looking for. We're all looking for is, like, direction of what that looks like, instead of just telling me, like, this is the truth.
Right. And I here's the big thing, that this is what bothers me, this is why we're doing all these podcasts and everything, is that I feel like we do have the truth, mm-hmm, like Christ followers, right? Now, if that's not you and you want to go search it out. Yeah. I'm like, go look at all the historical data, look at the science, you, yeah, can look at the word of God, all that kind of stuff. There's reasons why I believe it. Cause I did my work when, right, I was younger, when I was like 19, 20, I was like, why do I actually believe this? Mm-hmm. And I did the work and I came to that conclusion. So we have the truth. I think we do.
Right.
And then we wrap it in all of this other stuff. And I'm like, and the truth should be actually, when I talk about empirical, it should actually work for you. Mm. Like, does your relationship with Jesus, does the way that you say you believe actually work out? Can you point to me in your life, this is how it works out? Mm. And I feel a lot of us, especially Christians, it doesn't actually work for you. Mm. And so then I'm like, yeah. And so you're out there yelling at these kids, like, you're going to hell, or this isn't, yeah, right, or this, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, dude, it doesn't even work for you.
Right.
So how is that the truth? Mm. But for those of us that we are actually living this thing out and it's the truth, we can be witnesses.
Right.
That's why the word talks about the cloud of witnesses,
right,
where it's like, I'm a witness. I'm a follower of Christ. That's why one of the reasons I believe in scripture and in the person Jesus is because you had all these disciples that were like, till the day they died, hmm, were like, nope, I walked with them. I knew him.
Right.
That was the Son of God.
Yeah.
And you could cut me in half. And I still, like, to me, that's, I'm like, wow, okay. Did I need more from that? Yeah, I went and I figured it out. But that's the kind of place. And I think it's like why we talk so much about confronting our own hypocrisy is like, dude, you got to deal with it. Like, you're not even living that out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's where, that's what frustrates me, right? Is that there's a lot of people out there that want young people to believe this truth that adults are believing. And young people are like, honestly, they see through the BS. they're just like, I don't want to live that life. Like, if that's what it means to follow Jesus, if that's what it means to be a believer and to live this out, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to live that out. And so, and then that goes back to this generation, right? Like, the generation, we know this, like, they're the most open generation. Yeah. And so because they're so open, it's so hard for them for them to see people that are going to close people out and are going to exclude people. They want to make sure that the truth, in a sense, is able to help all people. and so that's hard. And that's the tension, I think, that we're having the conversation about, right? Because the tension is, at least the truth that I believe in, this is why I follow Jesus, is because I know that I am deeply broken, but I also know that there is a process that I'm living in daily that I'm not ever going to taste here on earth fully, that I know that there's eternity and there's something that I'm living towards. But there's this reality that, like, life sucks sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And things are really hard. And and the complexity of humanity and the complexity of our world. But I have to hold those things constantly. And they're always fighting. And it's this tension that I'm constantly reminding myself. But what is the truth that I believe in Christ, that I know that there is a future in him? And so this tension, I think, is so important for young people to know. Yeah. Because that was my story. Like, I grew up not knowing that tension. To me, it was just told, love God, follow Jesus, life is great after that. I had no idea that my mom probably struggled a lot in her faith. My mom probably had a lot of questions about why my dad wasn't in the household. My mom probably, like, I know none of that. Like, till this day, I don't even know her story of, like, the tension that she had with her faith in God and the realities that she was going through. So I had to learn for myself that, like, oh, wait, no, there's this truth, yes, that my mom taught me, but I had to figure out what was true for me and true for my world and the world I'm living in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it would have helped if your mom would have been?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. It would have helped, which is why I'm so passionate about telling young people, like, hey, just so you know, us adults don't have it figured out.
Yeah.
That's, like, the number one thing I always want to tell young people. And I've told myself, until I'm an old lady, I don't care. I'm going to be a grandma telling young people, I still don't have it figured out. Like, yeah. I am still in the process. I'm still learning. I'm still asking questions. And I'm still, like, I'm wrestling with God. And that is the reality of the truth that I'm living in. So, yeah.
Well, but here's the tension for me, because I hear what you're saying. In
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, there's a humility there that we want to make sure. On the other side of that, these next generations coming up, like, want to, like, give me, like, do you have any answers?
Mm.
And so the tension there for me is actually, like, yeah, you don't have it all figured out.
Right.
But you got this figured out.
Yes.
And so this amount that I have figured out, let me share that with you. But what I feel like is happening is people haven't figured it out. They're but they pretend like they do. They have.
Exactly.
So that they could grow their platform, so that they could grow their church, so that they could get more money in the nonprofit, whatever it is. It's like, we're fronting, right?
Right.
But rather just being really confident with, no, I do know this. This is the truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the tension for me, because I think with this next generation, I want to be bold and go, especially as an older guy, right? Yeah. I want to be like, no, I actually figured some of this stuff out. Mm. This stuff I'm still on a journey for. So there's a humility part, but it's like, no, this stuff actually does work. Well, how do you know? Hmm. Well, because I've been living it out for 45 years. That's how I know.
Right.
Because my kids have experienced this, because the people I work with have experienced this, because I've been healed of this or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, actual, like, testimony to witness. And I think that's where we get in trouble, is you're sharing truth that you haven't experienced or that you haven't done the work to figure out.
Yeah.
And
which,
so,
which is why young people are questioning the truth that
absolutely.
We're standing on.
And I really think that here's a tip for you guys out there. If a young person comes and asks really hard questions and you don't know the answer, what do you say?
I don't know.
I don't. Please say that.
Yeah, you
be
have
like,
to.
I don't know. That's a great question. Affirm the question and then go, let's figure that out together.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go read. Go find something. Go because. Yeah.
That's important though.
Yes.
Because if not, what happens is that our humanity will just answer with a Band-Aid. And right. that Band-Aid will live on that child forever. Like that's what that's the faith that they're standing on is that they are living. They now have that voice that you answered with this. Honestly, not of a deep answer, like no real backing of your answer. And so young people then have to live with that for the rest of their life. And I'm not saying like we're traumatizing them, but in a sense, like what you're doing is that you're causing them not to actually wrestle with, oh, wait, my youth leader doesn't know the answer. They're not going to get upset because of that. If anything, they're going to see your humility in that, your humanity in it. And then second, it's an opportunity then together to grow.
I mean, think about this. The only reason that we would answer a really good question like that with something that's not fully truth or you don't really know is so that we can maintain some type of position or authority or power.
Yeah. It's to feel good about yourself.
Yeah. And, but you see that too, like the institution will protect itself because nobody wants to go like, hey, I asked my pastor about this and they didn't know. Like that's for some pastors and for some leaders, that's like the scariest thing. And for me, I go, I don't know. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like but then I have to do the work to figure out how does that fit into scripture?
Yeah.
So, because part of it is, I think for people, young people, first, you got to come to realization, do you think that Jesus is the truth?
Mm. Yeah, that's the only way we can have the conversation.
Because you got to do the work on that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you get there, accept Christ, then you got to figure out, is God's word the truth?
Yeah.
Once you figure out, you know, relatively speaking, like God's word is true, when you build off of that kind of, you know, that base, Then everything can go through that space in that lens. Without that, all this stuff's really hard because then it's just like, well, we don't have a mutual space to then talk about the truth. Now, that shouldn't break relationships. Mm. And I think that's what a lot of people do is that if you believe in a different truth and I believe in a different truth and we don't think each other's truth is the truth, somehow like that breaks relationship. It doesn't.
Yeah. And I actually would disagree with that.
Yeah, okay.
At least for young people. I think, Gen Z specifically, they are all, actually, they are great at keeping relationship even if they disagree with what you believe.
Okay, yeah.
They're really good, again, because they're an open generation. They're really good at knowing like, oh, as long as it's your truth and you respect my truth and like we don't like, you know, argue over it or like it doesn't cross our boundaries, then we're good. Like they're really good at keeping relationships like that, which is why they're so open.
Yeah.
And this is why even research shows with Barna that young people are actually a lot more open to even hear about the gospel because they're curious. They're just like, well, I'm willing to sit and listen, even though maybe I believe in X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So with young people, I think it's interesting because it's flipped. Like the relationship doesn't get cut. But what I think what's happening, which is where I think the problem is that there's no deep relationship. So there's relationships, but there's no like genuine deep relationships.
Yeah.
And then young people are now not really living in community and this like feeling of like alone, of being alone and feeling like no one ever understands them or no one gets me or I just feel like I have to go through these things by myself. And, you know, then we can go a rabbit hole with mental health. But those are the things that to me, young people are missing because there's no deep relationship because they're not willing to figure out like the belief systems of how can I go deeper and how can I actually have this conversation with someone that doesn't agree with me or does agree with me, but can we have like those hard conversations and do that better? So
what does that look like, do you think, for like all these people? You're working with all these pastors and youth pastors and like, what is it? Like, what are some kind of key takeaways for people if they're going to work with this next generation And how do you engage in that?
Yeah. In like conversations with the truth. I think like the first thing for me is just being open to learn from the young people. Like I think so often as youth workers or even as believers, and again, like the feeling like you need to know it all or have the authority so that they know that you are above them. I mean, that's great and all. You're a mentor. They're looking up to you. But I think this openness of, I can also learn from them. And asking more questions than just assuming that this is what they think and this is what they know, because they do have a lot more access to information. Yeah. So because of that, I think it would be wise of a youth worker to not assume that this is what they believe. And so I think the first thing is, yeah, just being open to learn from them, like ask more questions and see where they're really at. And then the second thing would be like to actually ask the question of, what do you want to know? And what are you struggling with to figure out, like when it comes to the faith piece, right? Like, what are you struggling with when it comes to God? And let them share, because the best believe that they probably have processed a lot of this and no one has ever asked them about these questions or like what they're struggling with when it comes to their faith. Because then that opens up a conversation to then point them to the truth.
Yeah.
So you slowly are pretty much in a sense letting them guide you to then you getting to a place where you can tell them, okay, here's what I have learned in the years that I've been walking with God. Here's the truth that I stand on. And this is where it says it in the Bible. And, you know, you can go on from there. So those are the two things I would suggest for sure.
Yeah, man, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think a lot about the leader. And I think that's where that idea of like, you know, in some parts of the body of Christ, it feels like so important to be right. Mm. And I'm like, that's not the point. The point isn't for you to be right. The point is for them to experience God, right? And to know him.
Yeah.
And so.
And what's annoying about that is that when believers are trying to be right about something, all we're doing is mimicking what the world's doing.
That's
what the world's doing. They're like, you have to be right. In order for you to be right, you have to be on my side. That's and if believers, if we're doing the same exact thing, again, what we're teaching young people is that we're no different, that we're doing the same exact thing that the world's doing. And so why am I going to be in this divisiveness, this ugliness of like, as long as you're on my side, then therefore you're going to be right. Like, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
It upsets me.
No, totally. I mean, and that's why I think it's like, it's so big for us to go, one, you actually have to live out the truth in your own life. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
And then who has God put in your way? And hopefully they're young people that you can then like speak back into out of the truth that you've actually experienced. Mm. Because for me, you know, even when we were, you know, when I was growing up, you know, I was like, you know, evangelism and sharing our faith and all that kind of stuff. Like, even back then, I was like, well, it's really hard to argue with my experience.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so if I'm like, look, like, God healed me, my relationship with my father who wasn't there. No, he didn't. Like, no one has ever said that to me.
Right.
Because when I share it, I'm just like, no, this is what happened. This was my experience of this. And I can go back to, hey, the reason why I reconciled with my dad is because I was reading God's word and it told me in the Ten Commandments to honor my father and mother. And I wrestled with that. I was like, my mom all day, my dad, no.
Questionable.
But in the scripture it was just this. And I came from a place where I'm like, but I want to follow the way of God. And even in that, you know, that's the only one in the and the Ten Commandments that has a promise connected to it. Mm. Like, so you'll live long in the land. And so I was like, okay, let's test this out.
Like, I just wanted to live long, Tommy.
I did. I did. But you know what? I don't think God minds.
Yeah,
I think he's like, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Like, you like
he promised it.
See, because he's like, I come through. And so when I share that, right?
Yeah.
The posture that I come and share that is not because I'm like, I'm right. I'm like, hey, here you have a problem with your dad. Here's what worked for me.
Right, right.
Instead of like, I got to get you to try to come to my church.
Good.
These are two different things, right?
Yeah, so, that's so good.
And that way it's like, I'm still being you know, honest with the truth, still sharing the truth.
Yeah.
I've lived that truth. And then I'm just sharing that. I'm like, why wouldn't I want to give that to someone else? Yeah. And I think in that way, that makes sense.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, again, there's a difference between information and transformation.
Yeah.
And that's what you just shared. You shared a transformation that happened in your life because of the truth.
Yeah.
And so young people have a lot of information. And so that's what we shouldn't have to worry about. We don't have to come here and prove all the reasons why research shows this or here's why, or like, you know, I think that they can go Google that all on their own. They can find that by themselves. Information is overload everywhere they go. But if you can share transformation, which is that's like your story, that is what I think is a beautiful way to tell the truth of God. And so to me, like, stories will win anyone over. And again, it's not to win them over, but it's genuinely going to move someone's heart when they hear your story of how you were transformed by the truth that you stand on. And so, yeah, I think that's the big difference, information versus transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, friends, if you are watching this and you work with young people, you know, hopefully our conversation today, even how we engaged in it, is kind of like the way that we're sharing, telling you how to do this with young people. And so, first of all, one, you got to know the truth yourself, experience it. And we can we give you permission, leaders, to have all your doubts and questions and to do the work, though, to figure that out? If that's, is this what you actually believe? Right? Do that work, please. And then when you have that, if you're going to engage with this next generation, just share the truth that you've experienced.
Right.
And then be open and learn from them about what they believe, where they're coming from, and how they understand it. And then be in their life long enough for them to see that work through your life, right? And I think that's kind of what we're walking away with, right?
Yeah.
Anything you'd add to that?
No, I love it.
All right, man. Well, hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us on The Radical Middle. Like always, you know, hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe. Send it to somebody that you think this would be really good who's working with young people and that those young people need to know the truth. Thank you so much for Vanessa being on today. And we'll see you guys next time.